This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking about a lot of things going on, as I said before, you have this week everything from NBA to college baseball, high school baseball. You have wrestling, you have football, you have the combine, you have this and that. And one of the sports that obviously takes center stage this time of year in South Florida, especially on the high school baseball diamonds, are some of the top baseball teams and players that you'll find anywhere in the country. Yearly, you'll see a lot of these players get drafted. In fact, we just saw that a former Mater Academy baseball player has just made the Yankees as a backup catcher. So a lot of the good stuff happens here in South Florida, and somebody's been on top of it for decades, Joe Fusaro from Sports Illustrated Florida. Joe, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that you're getting ready to see a huge Monday evening tilt out in Davie, but I appreciate you joining us on the show.
Larry, great to be here. Yeah, it's they started the game a little early. I'm at U School. It's playing Nova. There's two outs in the first, but I'm carving out some time for my buddy. So it's good to always talk to you, Larry.
Yeah. You know, Joe, I mean, you and I talk about this. I mean, the talent that comes out of South Florida every single year, and, you know, whether they go on to play professionally or they go on to play collegiately. I mean, we have just a ton of kids in just the two counties. Talk about that and how every year, and you know, obviously, son being with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and he knows professionally where to send the scouts, you know, during the baseball season. Talk about why this South Florida area, especially Dade and Broward, is so rich in talent every year.
Well, you know, it's kind of what's true with most of our high school sports, football obviously included, where you have great coaches, you have great athletes, you have population, you have climate, and you have so many ex-big leaguers who like either live here or want to take part in being, you know, the development of players. So they're here. And one of the reasons, you know, after I, you know, took early retirement and from MLB.com after 2020 was I kind of had a vision to kind of tap into all levels of baseball in South Florida. Obviously, I saw what it looked like at the big league level down here. But, you know, keep in mind, maybe the Marlins' best player, Xavier Edwards, went to North Broward Prep. So, you know, and then obviously the Manny Machados and, you know, we got so many, you know, Chris Encasas, you know, we got players all over the place, but, you know, my vision was kind of the state of Florida, but obviously South Florida specifically. And we have great teams. You know, we have Stoneman Douglas, who on the SI poll that I do, the state rankings, I have them number one in the state, just ahead of IMG. I mean, talent-wise, they're fairly equal. IMG lost more recently. That's the reason why Stoneman Douglas moved up to one. But Douglas this week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, they're playing at Tampa Jesuit, which is going to be a huge game for Douglas to see, you know, whether or not they hold on to number one. But Stoneman Douglas is, you know, producing guys now, the top, you know, some of the top minor leaguers, guys who are hitting the big leagues. You know, they have that all were Stoneman Douglas Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, and you make a great point. I mean, Coach Fitzgerald does a great job. He's done for so many years, you know, whether it be back in the day at American Heritage or at Douglas. But the unique thing about it, Joe, is Douglas is a public school. And you don't find, yeah. I mean, everybody that you mentioned in that short breath of yours, Jesuit, IMG, are all private schools. Are all programs that can load up at any time with kids from all over. And I know that the baseball people listening tonight said, well, Douglas does the same thing, but it's a little tougher for Douglas to, you know, get a lot of these kids because they got to provide transportation. You know, I look and I see American Heritage buses all the way down in South Miami. So, I mean, but you don't see that with Broward County Schools. Talk about the way that Douglas is built, because you know as well as I do, is not only is their varsity and their JV just amazing, but they have those youth baseball leagues that are setting the table for the future.
Well, yeah, and obviously Roman Anthony and Kobe Mayo are two of the top 10 prospects in the sport. I just want to throw their names out there. But a lot of it, too, is, Larry, the Pokers, the South Florida Pokers, their summer travel team, which is a national brand. Like, they go to all the events. So many of their top-flight kids have played in the high against the highest competition. So when you're playing the best all the time, the game, you slow the game down naturally. The moments don't get too big for you. But more than anything is an attention to detail, a commitment to winning, and a standard. And what Coach Fitz does as well as anyone is he doesn't just get talent. He gets a team concept. These kids literally do everything together. You know, they all kind of last few years, they will dye their hair blonde or whatever. They go to pizza parties together. They're kind of united. They're you know, I'm all for kids playing multiple sports. I'm all for kids doing whatever they feel they want to do. But Douglas is pretty much a baseball. If you're on the baseball team, you play baseball. They don't really have too many. Oh, the kid came over, played football, and now he plays baseball. But they develop right. A team culture and there's an expectation, and if you're not meeting it, you know, you're going to sit the bench or you're transferring to another school.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You know, I mean, and you have the insight like nobody else when it comes to seeing this all the time. Joe Fusaro joining us. Joe, you know, let's bring up J.C. Escara. I mean, here's a kid that grew up down here in Hialeah. Parents, obviously, Cuban. He grew up here in the Hialeah area, went to Mater Academy, went to FIU, and spent almost 9 years in minor league baseball. And at the age of 30, or I guess 29 or 30, he gets a start the 2025 season on the major league roster with the Yankees. Talk about that from a perseverance standpoint, because you've seen kids, you know, get drafted very highly or guys maybe not so highly and have had and played out the same way that JC has and make it into a big league club, you know, even at the age of 30.
Well, what that shows, Larry, is, you know, everyone's clock is different. You know, the problem, and I see way too many players, they're kind of pigeonholed and they're, you know, there's the, we're in an instant gratification society where a coach is, you know, it's NFL quarterbacks now. You get drafted, you start, okay, day one. It used to be very common for even a 1-1 quarterback to sit a year. But, you know, it's kind of a similar philosophy in the big leagues now. If an owner is going to plop $8-9 million for the 1-1 in the draft, they want that player in the big leagues as quickly as possible. They don't want him there at 25, but not everybody's built to be in the big leagues at 23, 24. You know, I was fortunate when I covered the Marlins to see a 20-year-old Miguel Cabrera, a 20-year-old Giancarlo Stanton, and a 20-year-old Jose Fernandez, God rest his soul, all dominate from day one at 20 years old. But those are the outliers. That is not common. But what happens is you either succumb to it. Sometimes you're stuck in a numbers game, because if money is going to your first five draft picks, let's say, and there's a lot of money involved there, those players are going to give in a longer leash. And if you're a later round pick, let's say, you may have to, you know, just not give it up and just keep fighting. But, you know, some guys just, you know, the light turns on a little bit later in life for them.
Sure.
John Birdie, who's, you know, with the Cubs and he's been a few years with the Marlins, he was like 28 or so when he finally got his big league break to stick and become a good utility player, played in the World Series with the Yankees last year. So it's just a matter of the individual, what their finances are. Are they married with kids and looking like, hey, it doesn't look like it's going to happen, so by 25 you're out of the sport? Or do you have, you know, just, you know, the will to just ride it out and the hope? Because let's face it, if you make it to 30 and don't, if you're an 8-10 year guy in the minors, chances are you could, you know, after you retire, if you don't make it to big leagues, you could get in as a scout, as a coach, as a player development person, as an analyst. There's so many ways of getting in the sport, you know, that it doesn't have to be, you know, first round pick, gets to the big leagues, makes a ton of money, you know, and then retires.
Yeah, no doubt. You make a good point. You know, I mean, and then you look at a guy like Dan Uggla, who played with the, you know, kind of a late bloomer, you know, as far as that's concerned. Any high draft picks that you expect this year coming out of this area?
It's really, yes. I mean, I thought that Alan Soler at True North Academy had a chance to go in the first two rounds, but he's dealt with a little bit of an injury. I'm going to see Adrian Nieto as the coach there. I covered Adrian when he was with the Marlins, doing a great job at True North. Alan Soler's dad played in the big leagues. He had like a cup of coffee with the Mets. Like I think it was like 2006 or 2007. He pitched for like 8 games. But this kid's the real deal. He's the one guy who beat Stoneman Douglas this year in a pretty big upset, 1-0. But he's been down with a little bit of an injury, so going to get more of a feel there. But he hasn't pitched much, so he's a Central Florida commit. But he for sure looked like he was going to go in the first two rounds. But I think we're going to have players drafted that we don't have that surefire 1-1. We don't have the Tristan Casas this year, the guy who's definitely going in the first round. But, you know, we'll see. I'm more fascinated, Larry, and this might be a subject for another day. We're getting a lot of kids that could be like 7th rounders through 20th round who want to just be drafted and not take the, you know, basically with the transfer portal now in college, some of these guys want to go pro, even if it's sacrificing a little bit of money, just because, you know, you could think you're going to go to Central Florida, or you think you could go to Georgia or Tennessee or someplace like that. And then, you know, now what they did was they reduced the scholarships or the roster size, I should say, in college, like D1 from 40 to 34. And, you know, you might think that, oh, I'll get this, you know, shortstop from Doral. And next thing you know, he thinks he's going to Tennessee. And the next thing you know, the next year, a disgruntled player at Georgia may end up going to Tennessee over him, you know, getting the playing time. So some of these kids want to just get drafted and just start their pro career right now. And keep in mind, a lot of these guys getting drafted could put in that contract, $100K or whatever, to cover college at some point.
Good stuff.
To get your education.
I appreciate you making some time for us this evening. And as always, man, go enjoy your game. We'll have you on again, you know, as the playoffs begin. And appreciate you as well. Let everybody know how they can follow you, you know, on social media, also on your great podcast.
Yeah, and I, you know, I've got my YouTube channel now, my Man on Second YouTube channel, Man on 2ND. I just topped 1 million views for the month of March. On YouTube, 1 month, Larry, I'm going to top 4 million total. I just kind of launched it about 15 months ago. And their MLB teams, let's put it this way, in the state of Florida, that wish they had the view numbers that I have right now.
You're
second, but
you're amazing. I appreciate you. Hey, Joe, thanks, man. We got to move on. Go enjoy the game.
Okay, buddy.
We'll talk soon. Good stuff.
Anytime.
Joe Pizarro.
Take care later. Bye-bye.
You too. I appreciate it. Joe does an awesome job covering baseball.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.